This is Akashvani, the news read by Anul Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 114th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the fourth episode since Mr. Modi assumed office as the Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and the News on Air official mobile app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and dedicate the nation to the various projects in Maharashtra worth over 11,200 crore rupees today through video conferencing. He will inaugurate the Pune Metro Station from the District Court to Swargate, which will also mark the completion of the Pune Metro Rail Project Phase 1. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of the Swargate Kartaj extension of the Pune Metro Phase 1. Mr. Modi will also dedicate the nation to the Bidkin Industrial Area, a transformative project covering the expansive 7,855 acres under the National Industrial Corridor Development Program of the central government. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Solapur Airport. The Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachud, along with his family, visited the goddess Padmavati temple in Tiruchanur in Tirupati district of Andhra Pradesh yesterday and paid obeisance to the presiding deity. This was given a traditional welcome by the temple priest. The Chief Justice was also presented with traditional garments by the Executive Officer of Tirumala, Tirupati Devasthanams, and J. Simela Rao. The Chief Justice was on a two-day visit to Tirupati and will have the darshan of Lord Venkateshwara at Tirumala today morning. Udayanidhi Stalin, State Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, will be sworn as the Deputy Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu today evening. The swearing-in ceremony is scheduled to be held at Raj Bhavan. State Governor R. N. Ravi will administer the oath of the office to Mr. Udayanidhi. Senathil Balaji will also be sworn as the State Minister for the second time. Dr. Govi Shejian, R. Rajendran and S. M. Nasir will be added in the cabinet. In a groundbreaking initiative to secure nutritional coverage for over 70% of its population, the Assam government is on a mission to enhance food security across the state. Chief Minister H. Himanta Biswa Sarma took the social media platform to share this information. It may be noted that a new total targeted beneficiary count of 2.51 crore under NFSA 13, this ambitious drive aims to uplift the life of numerous individuals and families. In January this year, the Assam government successfully enrolled over 42 lakh new beneficiaries, bringing the total number of eligible individuals to an impressive 2.31 crore. Notably, 98% of the beneficiaries receive the free food grains every month, underscoring the efficiency and the commitment of the state's food distribution system. Chief Minister S. Sharma said that to ensure that no one is left behind, the government has launched a comprehensive drive to enlist new beneficiaries across the 126 constituencies. The initiative takes into account individuals previously excluded for not having Aadhaar related to the issue of NRC biometric look. In Jammu and Kashmir, a head constable of Jammu and Kashmir police was killed and an assistant sub-inspector was injured during the encounter between the security forces and the terrorist in a remote village in Kathua district today morning. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that based on the specific intelligence inputs about the presence of the terrorist, a joint research operation was launched by security forces at village Kong Mandli village. Contact has been established and a few rounds have been fired from both sides. And that is the end of this news bulletin.